Hamas says an Israeli watchdog's condemnation of Tel Aviv's 2010 attack on a Gaza-bound aid ship shows the attack was unjustifiable.
What happened with the Marmara ship is a crime. The human mind cannot understand such a crime. Even the occupiers could not justify it. The condemnation is coming out of Israel's own mouth. We call on the world to pay attention to this report and to bring the occupier to international courts over its crimes.
Nine Turkish activists were killed when Israeli commandos attacked the ship. Now 2 years on, an Israeli watchdog has hit out at the prime minister's handling of the attack. It accuses Benjamin Netanyahu of failing to properly discuss the matter with other officials. The deadly attack brought international condemnation for Israel and worsened its ties with Turkey. Well, to discuss that story a bit further, we're joined by Mr. Paul Larudi, who is with the Free Palestine Movement and was also with the flotilla when it was attacked. He's joining us now via Skype from Berkeley. Mr. Larudi, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, Netanyahu's stood by his actions on the day the flotilla was attacked. Even now, his office's response to this Israeli report is that Israelis appreciate their prime minister keeping them safe. Now, how do you think this will play out in Israelis' minds, that Netanyahu ignored his own official sentiments, went at it alone, all supposedly for their safety?
I'm not entirely certain that you have the right person to be speaking about the Israeli mind. However, I can. My interpretation of the report is that the Israeli state controller is criticizing Netanyahu for not following the proper procedure. It's not about ethnic cleansing or murder or attack on a humanitarian flotilla, or about denying the people of Gaza their rights to access to the sea and to humanitarian supplies. It's not about any of that. It's about following the proper procedure. They just want to make sure that when ethnic cleansing is performed and murder, that they abide by the procedure for such things.
But, you know, Turkey has said that even with the publication of this report, that an apology is still necessary for relations to normalize. With so many voices, both internal and external, criticizing Israel's actions, should we expect a change of heart maybe on the part of the Israeli leadership?
Maybe not a change of heart, but maybe a change of mind. Because if it's in their interest to find rapprochement with Turkey and to do business with Turkey, and if it's in their mutual interest, then I'm sure that will happen. But I don't think that indicates a change of heart. It's merely a change of strategy or a change of mind.
Right, now looking at, you know, the Israeli strategy through all these years, it's always been a strategy of violence. Do you believe that at some point the Israeli leadership will realize that this strategy of violence simply does not work?
Well, until now, I have to say that from their viewpoint, it actually does work. Now, the criticism that has taken place within Israel, and it's not limited just to the controller's report, has been largely on the basis that, well, we want to be criminals, but we don't want to look like criminals. And therefore, please, when you perform your criminal act, do it in such a way that we can find a way to justify it. In the West, this is known as putting lipstick on a pig. And a pig is a disgusting animal, and to putting lipstick on it is not going to fool anyone. So groups like the Reut Institute have, as I said shortly after the attack in an article that was published on Counterpunch, I said the Reut Institute is asking the government, the Israeli government, please give us the opportunity to perform cosmetic surgery on this pig so that people won't recognize that it's a disgusting animal quite so soon.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Paul Larudi with the Free Palestine Movement joining us via Skype from Berkeley. Mr. Larudi, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.